Okay, so we're here this evening to discuss the advantages and disadvantages and the privilege of working outside of the New York area in Clay Kodesh as opposed to in the center of the world, New York. So, first of all, there's a few disclaimers right at the very beginning. And that is, number one, whatever type of Clay Kodesh that you're working in is a tremendous privilege and responsibility. Whether you're an advisor on a kollel program, whether you're a rabbi in a school, whether you're a rabbi, a youth director in a shul, we could keep going on. But any type of Clay Kodesh, to do it, wherever it is in the world, and whatever type of position, is a huge privilege and a big responsibility. You know, we could bring lots of sources, but the time's been cut. So, but pretty much everywhere that you look, there's many jobs you can do in this world. Most of them involve making a parnasa. But to be able to work for the tzibur is, in any way, shape, or form, New York or not, it is a huge privilege. Okay, the second disclaimer I want to make is like this. People have many personal considerations when it comes to choosing what type of work they might want to go into. And those could vary from being close to their family. Those could vary from one's spouse, one's wife, what's, where they might want to be. That could also vary on what's good for their ruchnias. Maybe if they're in a particular town, they've got chavrusas, rebbeim, and that's what they need to stay strong with the ruchnias. There's many of those different factors. However, I'm going to leave those factors for questions at the end. We're not going to discuss those for now because everyone's is different. And so there's not really any klalim, I don't think. For those, each person is an individual, and so we're going to put those aside for now. But what we are going to do is we're going to now begin to figure out what is the difference and what maybe are the pros and cons of working in Clay Kodesh, working in Chinuch, in Kiruv, outside of New York. So I think there's three primary questions that one has to ask, and those are as follows. Where will I make the biggest difference? Where am I needed the most? And what will give me the most sipuk? Three questions. So let's presume everything's all equal. We don't need to be in the New York area for family, for steiging, for whatever it is. But we just want to take a job in Clay Kodesh. What's the best thing for you and for Klal Yisrael? So I think those are the big questions that we need to ask. Because, of course, if we're going to take a position to make a difference, so first of all, we want to figure out where we're going to make the biggest difference. We also need to figure out, well, hang on a second, maybe someone else can do the exact same thing. But if I do it somewhere else, they can't. So that's an even bigger thing. And we also need to figure out, well, you know what? Although it's all about everybody else and how much I can do, how much I can give, the bottom line is I still need to get sipuk for myself for what I'm doing. If you're not fulfilled and satisfied and seeing the payros of what you're doing, so very often it can be very hard to continue and to keep that going. And so that's also something which is critical. Okay, so those three questions I think are very important that we start with. Okay, number one thing to know when it comes to chinuch and what I have found to be the biggest advantage of working out of town or outside of New York is based, I believe, on the principle of chanuch lenar al pi darko. Okay, Mishlei brings down this beautiful pasuk, which we all strive to do, I believe, in kollel and in chinuch in general, which is you need to come to the level of the people that you're trying to have a hashpah on, that we're trying to educate. And I believe that going to work outside of the New York area, what we're doing is a tolda of chanuch lenar al pi darko. This is my own chiddush. Okay, so here it is. When you go somewhere and the people that you are working with feel that you are there primarily for them, you automatically have a bigger impact. Okay? You move somewhere, let's say you are the campus rabbi on a campus, all of the students on the campus, they know that you're living on that campus for them. And automatically that relationship becomes completely different to as if, oh, I'm living in the Five Towns and I teach in a particular school. Like, okay, so what happens is the students view it as a parnasa for you. And to get to the madrega that they realize that, no, your whole essence is to be there for the other person, for the talmidim, takes a lot of time, a lot of work, and very often you can never get to that madrega. So when you go out of your own comfort zone, you move somewhere else to be there in a place where it's obvious to your talmidim that you're completely there for them, even without saying anything, the amount of impact and influence that you can have automatically changes. So I've had experience with this in a number of different places and out-of-town places. And just in terms of having an open home, to stop from being in a place where you're in town and that's it's perceived by your Talmidim that you're living there because you want to live there, to create an open home environment where your Talmidim feel that they can just turn up and learn and grow from you takes a lot of work. You do that out of town to create that, sometimes it will just happen, or even to create it will be much easier. So I think that's is a huge advantage. And why do I say that's in this category of the pasuk from Mishlei? Because putting yourself in the field, in the shetach, with your students, just like you do without even realizing it on the basketball court in Kollel, it changes everything. If you guys would sit in the base of the Medrash all day and you wouldn't play basketball at all with the wonderful boys in Kollel, you wouldn't. You're losing a whole other side. But you being on the same playing field as those boys, quite literally, really can change the whole dynamic, and it will speed up the relationship and the impact that you can have inside the base of Medrash 100 times. So again, by going to a place for the people, it has the same effect. I've seen it happen, and I've tried doing it in more in-town situations, and it's much, much harder. So that's number one. And again, even out of town, it works more. Like, you know, for example, in Boston, you move out to Sharon, for example, you can have even more of an impact by staying in Brookline. Okay, so fine, that's number one. I just want to, again, we can talk more about these things, but I just want to, as a klal, that's rule number one. Okay, number two is this. Very often people think New York is the center of the world. However, it's not. Okay? And outside of New York, each town, each state has its own culture, its own thought climate, its own minhagim, which are completely different. And some of those will be to an advantage and some of them will be to a disadvantage. I believe that most states, Massachusetts isn't one of them, has an advantage over New York when it comes to spiritual growth. What is that? Okay, what is that? Is New York is a very liberal, left-wing, atheist-leaning area. And a lot of the current politicians running to be president or whatever it is have actually mafurish stated things like this, really basically saying that New York essentially is the liberal Jew. And again, in many ways, that's the mindset. So when it comes to chinuch, you are fighting against that mindset in New York. So in many ways you're on a back foot to obviously our authentic Torah values that we want to imbue in our Talmidim, because the thought climate and the culture in the New York area is so strong, you have to fight against that. However, go to Texas, okay? You know, go out to the Midwest, go to other places, they don't have that disadvantage. They're starting from a much higher place, they don't have to fight against that as much, and they can have a huge advantage. Us in Boston, unfortunately, it's even worse than New York. And Baruch Hashem, these are our nisyonos, but there you go. So again, so it's very important, number one, to know that there actually can be big advantages for chinuch with the difference in cultures. And it's really critical to make sure that if you leave the New York area, to learn, to understand, to get into the shetach and into the kishkas of your Talmidim, to understand all of those cultural differences. You know, I can't even, you wouldn't believe how many hours I spent learning the rules of football, because the Patriots is like a whole religion in New England. And I didn't even know Nothing. I didn't know what they were doing with that egg and throwing it around. And now you know whether it's Tom Brady and Edelman and Amendola,
yeah.
Right? You got it, right? And this, you know, and of course we're going to take down those Broncos next year in the Super Bowl, right? It's going to be insane, right? I taught myself, and that's it. You've got to get in the chef's life. You've got to learn the culture, but not just to understand the kids, adults, whoever it is that you're dealing with, that you're teaching. But also just to get into the culture of where you are. It's very important, and without that, you know, you're not going to be as successful. Okay, next point. Another huge advantage is as follows. In the New York area, because the infrastructure is so developed and vast, so when you're involved in chinuch, you're only usually involved in one very narrow area. And as a result of that, all you really know and get to become a bucky in is that one narrow area. Because they don't need you, you know, in the shul or in the base then, right? Or in the kashrus. Because they got that covered without you. They got that covered. And all of these different things operate in their very siloed ways. And, you know, and it all try to become the very, very best. And it's all set up. It's all taken care of. And you really get, you know, very blinkered, narrow experience in your clay kodesh. What happens is you move out of town, it's a whole different story. Me being in Boston, for example, which is not that small, I'm involved in the kashrus, in the shuls, in the schools, in the different campus out, you name it, in everything. And to be involved and to take part in all of those different things, not only is it good for you and to learn about all those things and to know about all of those things, it's also good for this whole kehillah and community feel, which you get that everyone's really working in tandem together as a team. You get that out of town in New York. Literally, New York's like this one crazy cholent. And, you know, that feeling of community which you get outside of New York, which also helps with the chinuch, it also helps with the whole level of ruchnius when everyone's working together as a kehillah, as one group, as one unit, as opposed to, right, boom, we're doing our area and concentrating on our little thing, is a tremendous advantage for you, a tremendous advantage for everyone on the ground. And you shouldn't overlook that or underestimate that at all. Huge. Right, Rabbi Nachum? Huge. And I can't, like, I thought I was coming to Boston to work for NCSY, I work with teenagers. Forget about it. I'm doing everything. I'm opening kosher restaurants, and I'm on the campuses, and I'm like going, you know, running levias, you name it, doing bar mitzvahs, everything. I'm doing everything because that's just the nature of it. And on the one hand, it takes away from the exact work what you're doing, but on the other hand, it develops you as a person, and tremendously so helps that whole feeling of achdus amongst all the different moving parts of a kehillah, which is beautiful. Okay, next. So, you know, at the next point, I'm going to skip one because I'm going to come back to one, which is this. When it comes to your own personal ruchnius and growth, so very often when you stay in the place where you grew up, it's very difficult for you to now grow another madrega and keep growing and growing because you're around the same friends and family that you've always been around, and to say, oh, I'm going to become even more observant than you, and I'm going to keep learning and keep growing, can be very, very challenging. On top of that, if you stay in the place where you come from, your parents and your friends and your teachers and your rebbeim know you as a certain thing in a certain way. And what happens is very often people will look at you through those lenses and they'll be, oh yeah, little Joshy, yeah? And you're always little Joshy, okay? Not that there's anyone here called Josh. And sometimes, to be able to become your own man and to grow and to become someone who's really great, you need to move away from all of that, be given sort of like a new opportunity and a fresh start, and become your own man. Become your own man. And to be able to actually carve that out, remaining in the same little bubble that you grew up, can be tremendously difficult. I would say next to impossible sometimes. However, you move somewhere else, easy. It happens just like that. And my Rebbe, Dayan Gershon Lopian Zatzal, who unfortunately is not alive anymore, the grandson of Rebellia, you know, I asked him these shilas at the time about moving from one town to another. He said to me, you're successful in one town, you'll be successful in another. There's nothing to worry about. So, again, I mean, just for me personally, you know, my dad was the chief executive of the whole equivalent of the OU in England, you know, my brother's a rabbi, my sister's married to a rabbi, and, you know, everyone knows us in England. You know, easy for me. I can do whatever I want over there. So I came to a place where I knew nobody. And to do that and to really make a name for yourself on your own, I can really grow you as a person in ways that you can't imagine. Okay, next point. Okay, the mission and Perikei Avos that everybody knows, okay? Parak 2, Mishnah 6. Okay, so it says at the end of the Mishnah, Hillel says... Okay, what does he say? B'makom she'ein anashim hishtadel liyot ish. Okay, so this really, I think, is the primary question. And Rabbeinu Yonah says one thing which doesn't really lend us to what we want to say. But Rashi, of course, really hits the nail on the head. And the question is, if there are people in New York already doing the job, okay, in all of the different Klei Kodesh positions, right, there's anashim. Right? In a place where there are anashim already doing it. So, guess what Rashi says? You can just sit and learn. Okay? Who says you need to be a rabbi? You need to, you know, take a job as a rabbi in a shul? You know, go and do some campus kirov, work for NCSY? There's people doing it. Who says, like, that you should do it? There's someone else already doing it. You think you could do it better? What? You know, you're Hashem? There's people doing it. Okay. But, of course, to draw that exact definition of there really are people doing it is difficult, it's grey. But let's just say it's not so simple. However, I can tell you one thing that is very simple. You go out of town, basically outside of the New York, New Jersey area, there is a major shortage of people in Chinuch. Right, Menachem? Major. There's a major shortage, there's a major problem. And so, for sure, you're needed. For sure, you're going to make a big impact, because I can tell you, again, just I work with very small communities, but also Boston, which is a relatively big one. Boston, a relatively big one, is really short, let alone the smaller ones like West Hartford and Providence, desperate for mechanchim, for shul rabbis, who have got what to give. And so I think that, we don't need to go to an extreme where there's mamish like nobody. But that, I think, would be the ultimate way to mekayim this mitzvah from the Pirkei Avos. So really, hishtadel liyot ish, try and be that person. In New York, it's grey whether you need to be that person. But out of town, to me, is no suffix. That is, you are becoming that man that is very, very much needed. So... Again, we could look into that a little bit more, but to me, it's a tremendous way to become an ish, which Rashi says is a leader, and those leaders are unfortunately in short supply outside of New York. Okay, so what we're going to do now, because we run out of time, is open up to questions, but I'll do questions on anything to do with what I said, or even the more personal, if anyone has a personal situation or they're not sure, whatever. We'll take questions for a couple of minutes and then we'll wrap up. Yes?
How do you feel about raising your kids out of town?
Great. So, to me, it just happens to me in Boston, we have beautiful schools, and which is, to me, the first thing we did when we went was check out the schools, and I think that we're better off right now, with our kids in the schools in Boston, potentially than in any other places. The schools are, because you see what happens in the New York area is you have schools which are very siloed. Literally, if you're like a tiny little bit to the right, or your skirt's like half an inch shorter, right, or you dive in a particular minute, this is the school you go to. So in out of town, you have more of a variety of people, which makes people more open-minded, more understanding, more of a community feel. And I think that environment for my kids and for me, I think, is really beautiful. And the level of chinuch is also fantastic. So to me, it's a double advantage. But again, if you want like an exact type where you want to send your kids, so you're going to struggle to find that in most out-of-town places. Whereas in New York, if there's an exact type you want and everyone to be the same, so yeah, that's in New York and you're not going to get that out of town. Yeah.
There's an answer as well. Definitely put a lot of emphasis on New York being the place, which, I mean, I thought, I mean,
Yeah.
Even Baltimore has a pretty big community. Like Philly has a big community. I feel like LA has a community.
You're right. Right. So yeah, good.
But in terms of like the NCSY, I feel like even though there's that community, the kids don't connect necessarily with their, you know, that they're still programming or something. That's why NCSY is still needed, even in places that have heavy.
So great, so I'll say it like this. First of all, you're right that, you know, the title was outside of New York, so I tried to keep on saying New York. But you're right, Chicago, Baltimore, LA are pretty huge, and they're more or less okay. More or less. But what we find with the NCSY is, again, and this is exactly like the first point about going to them, the more that the kids feel like, what do I need NCSY for? Like, I've got my incredible day school, I've got all sorts of other programs, so I don't need NCSY, like, we're all good, like, we're good. But when you can go to them, show that, like, we're here for you in a place where you don't have anything else, those NCSY becomes their life. This is it. Now, not to say that we don't have in New York and in LA and other, we do, but to get to that level where NCSY becomes, mummish, this is what I do all year round, and this is my essence, I'm NCSY, with a kid who feels, yeah, I've got all the Jewish resources that I need from my day school, you know, from my camp, from everything else. So then you're starting on that back foot, and it's that much more difficult. So it's the same principle. But you can do it, because, of course, NCSY has got tremendous things to offer, right? But to get to that point where the kids really see that and value that, in town is much more difficult than out of town, where, of course, like, you're here for us, you're the best thing we have, and yeah.
We still have to do it, though.
Yes, 100%, 100%, yes. Unfortunately, due to the disastrous percentage of day school kids, you can put this on record, I don't mind, going off the derech after they graduate, which is way, way too high. NCSY's got a huge job to do in town, huge job. But because it's not so obvious, oh, like, why do we need it? The kids don't think, oh, maybe I'm going to go off to Derek in college or later, so let's go to NCSY. They don't think like that. They think, we've got everything we need. I'm from, I don't need you. But to get to that point where we show that we're awesome people, we're awesome at basketball, we've got incredible learning, incredible programs, incredible things to offer you, that takes work and time and, great point. Yeah.
Well, we're going to be saying even though Rabbi mentioned that there is a lot of infrastructure right now in the in-town system, they're also, within that structure, taking the percentage of, you know, whatever the ideal, you know, Jewish teenager is, how many of those are being produced from the high schools. I don't think the number is necessarily so many out of the larger pool. It's probably not such a great percentage. What would Rabbi say for either going out to having a building and being involved more in the community as most of the other benefits that I mentioned before, or, you know, staying in town and trying to, like, fix the flaws in the system and try to build on that?
Okay, great. So, look, again, this is my personal opinion now, which is as follows. I think to change the day schools is a tremendous battle, and I think the day schools in general, especially the New York area, has got tremendous mechanchim. Okay, now if you ask me, so why are those day schools with tremendous mechanchim and informal programs, why are they not being matzliach? Why are those kids going off the derech? So the answer to me is the communities, the homes, the communities. Unfortunately, the emphasis is so much on, you know, the kids see the emphasis is so much on making a serious parnasa and being successful and, you know, the gashmias. So I think that really throws off and undoes all the hard work that's going on in the day school. So to make the day school visit even better, I can't see that making such a big difference in the New York area, in my opinion. However, I do believe that if we can reach the kids outside of school and show them outside of school real, genuine people like yourselves who value and your machshiv Torah and you're also normal and you're really out there, I think if we can do that, which is why NCSY is poised in the right place, if we can do that, I think that will have a much bigger impact than, like, you know, another great Rebbe in a day school. I think there's loads of great ones. Because essentially the problem is the home, is the communities being much of the wrong things, and the kids see it. And so that's, I think, is the core. And it's NCSY, if we can, outside the school, which is the key, you know, show these kids, you know, I think that will be huge. Yeah.
Okay, guys, so I'm going to have to part